Welcome back to Money News right around the country. Call it a backflip, call it a reverse of a decision that was previously made, call it whatever you like, but the government has decided that it will retain the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and also the Australian Renewable Energy Agency. Now, the interesting side of this is that the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, if you go and have a look, not at just the top line rhetoric as to why are we giving this money out from government to these companies, you know, and it's surely it's only companies that can't get money from private industry that are being funded by the government. If you actually go and have a bit of a look in, what you realise is a private enterprise is matching the government. And indeed, there have been some reasonable returns made on some of those investments. Because with all of these types of things, if you seed funding things, some work, some don't. But it's all about venture capital and trying to get that going. So that being said, it is genuinely an about face again in terms of policy as to where it was previously. So why is the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and the Australian Renewable Energy Agency being retained by the government? The Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Greg.
And it's a pleasure to speak with you, Ross.
So would you take this as an about turn, a backflip, if you like?
Well, it is a change of policy. There's no question about that. The policy of abolishing has been changed, and we've made some pretty significant changes in operation as well. So what are we doing and why? What we're doing is we're keeping the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and keeping the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, known as ARENA.
Okay, can I stop there? Because this is Tony Abbott. On day one, he said, on day one, the Finance Minister will notify the Clean Energy Finance Corporation that it should suspend its operations and instruct the Department of Finance to prepare legislation to permanently shut down the corporation. You couldn't be any more unequivocal or clear about that, could you?
Well, that's correct. And two things have happened. Obviously, there's been a Senate which said, no, we will not allow either of those things to occur. So we have adjusted their practice very significantly to make them far more commercial, particularly in the case of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. It's now projected on the basis of what we're doing to make the government about $250 million.
Hang on, so for something that effectively was going to cost the best part of, I think it was $1.3 billion or something of that nature, you're now saying it will make the government $250 million. Why is that?
So the package that we're putting together will make the government about $250 million over 10 years. It's not a trivial sum, but it's a reasonable sum that will therefore go to help the budget bottom line. And that's because we've lifted the rate of return expected for the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. So it has to produce a profit of about 4% a year on its investment.
Okay, sorry, just one thing. So the people understand this. How does it make a profit? Does it make a profit because the things it's invested in have been revalued at a higher level? So in other words, that's not cash. That's, if you like, a potential capital gain. Or is it that it's producing actual cash because of the returns on the investments it's receiving?
It's the latter. So what happens if, let's say it borrows at a five-year government bond rate of 2% and lends at 6%. We have changed the mandate so as it's expected to return a spread or a profit of 4%. But what's interesting here is the private sector wants the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to make long-term loans. They will then match or partner with it. And as you said at the outset, because of the changes we've made, so it's actually become more commercial, it's both more effective and it returns a yield to the taxpayer. And then the second thing is that obviously with a change of Prime Minister does come a change of focus. And what we're doing is moving away from grants to investment. So a grant means that the taxpayer gives away 100% of every dollar that they grant. These investments are about making sure we get the taxpayer the full 100% back, and then a small profit. In the case of what's called the Clean Energy Innovation Fund that we're creating today, that would be a profit of about 1% because it would be investing in more emerging technologies, solar, batteries, storage, smart grids, energy efficiency, things that are actually going to yield a dividend.
Okay, I want to get to that in a moment. Let's now go to you, however, as the opposition Environment Minister and spokesperson as you were at the time. This is what you said at that time.
The Clean Energy Finance Corporation sadly spends $10 billion of taxpayers' money which is borrowed for speculative ventures which the private sector won't support. And at the end of the day, there is no additional renewable energy whatsoever. So for those reasons, we won't proceed with it.
Okay, so that's you in opposition. But what you're saying is the game has changed because you've been able to change the commercial nature of the business. That's pretty much it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the three big things that we've changed. One, the rate of return, so we actually get a profit. Two, we've got it investing in particular in energy efficiency, which does yield real additional benefits. They put out a fund, a $250 million fund for investing in energy efficiency upgrades for low-income housing, but this will return the yield. And three, I think we've got the management now operating in a way which is more commercial, more aligned with the broader priorities, and actually delivering abatement, real outcomes. So,
okay, so I've got all that. So, but what you're telling me is the Clean Energy Finance Corporation is now profitable.
Yep, the expectation that the Department of Finance has ticked off on is a $250 million net profit to budget.
Okay, now second thing I've got there is the Clean Energy Innovation Fund. The Clean Energy Innovation Fund that you're creating, it's a new $1 billion Clean Energy Innovation Fund. Where does that $1 billion come from?
So that is a sub-fund which will be made available from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation.
Sure, but where does the $1 billion come from?
So that is part of their $10 billion line of credit. In other words, they'll borrow at 2%, they'll lend out at a higher rate, and that's the fund which will be administered by ARENA. What does it mean? It means it's going to be looking at the really emerging technologies, but instead of giving the money away, getting zero back for the taxpayer, the expectation of the Department of Finance, who is a pretty ruthless taskmaster, under Matthias Cormann, as you would want them to be, is that we'll get 100% of the money back and an additional profit of about 8% a year. Not a huge amount, but instead of giving, $100 out of every 100 and getting nothing back, the 100 will come back and a small profit of a dollar on top of that.
Okay, and we think this is all going to make Australia a better country. We think all of this is going to still make Australia a better country. Is that bottom line of it all as well?
Yeah, energy efficiency, smart grids, the batteries, battery storage options. These are the things that are actually going to make the system far more efficient and effective. It wasn't where they were going under the previous regime. We've tried to be commercial and we've tried to be innovative and we've tried to make sure that the public gets every dollar back, and that is a radical transformation.
Environment Minister Greg Hunt, good to have you on the program.
Thanks a lot.